Right now, public officials across the country are carrying out a process known as redistricting. It's happening in my state and virtually every other state every 10 years following the decennial census. At this moment, state legislatures, county commissions, town councils are redrawing the lines that will help determine the American people, who the American people elect to represent them in Congress and in their state capitals. That means for the first time since the days before Dr. King's March on Washington, congressional, state, and local government legislative districts will be drawn without the key protections of the Voting Rights Act. Because in 2013, the Supreme Court issued its 5-4 decision, Shelby County versus Holder. It essentially nullified a key provision of the Voting Rights Act of 65, Section 5. That Section 5 required localities with records of discrimination against voters of color through racist policies like poll taxes and literary tests to ensure any changes to their voting rules were vetted by the Justice Department before they could be enforced. This requirement is known simply as preclearance, and it applied to redistricting. But that preclearance requirement, the guarantee of accountability to the voters and adherence to the law, was eliminated by the Supreme Court in Shelby. As today's witness, Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark, has explained, in the absence of a preclearance requirement, jurisdictions have less incentive to involve community contacts in the elections process and the process of considering and adopting voting changes. Losing this avenue of participation is particularly harmful for minority voters. Americans have every reason to be concerned about the lack of transparency in this year's redistricting. Without full protections of the Voting Rights Act, state legislators could redraw districts in ways that unlawfully diminish the power of voters of colors. And the truth is, state lawmakers have already taken unprecedented steps to silence the voices of American voters. This year alone, legislators throughout the country have introduced more than 425 bills with provisions to make it harder for people, particularly people of color, to vote. 19 states have gone on to enact 33 of these laws. Some of them set new limits on voting by mail. Others cut hours on polling locations. All of them are designed to achieve the same outcome,